pumped up for this. We are joined right now by a junior running back for the University of Texas. He was a 2021 first-team All-Big 12 player, a 2020 Alamo Bowl MVP, had an enormous game at Kansas State over the weekend, ran it 30 times for over 200 yards and a TD. On the season, 1,443 total yards and 14 touchdowns. Texas with another big game coming up this weekend. They take on TCU. Bijan Robinson is my guest. Bijan, great to have you on. How are you?
Man, I'm doing awesome. I'm glad to be here, you know, being able to talk to you. I'm doing great.
Good, dude. Good. And it's great to have you here. And I'm really happy to talk to you, too. So you had an enormous game, as I mentioned, against K-State. In fact, you ran for 161 yards in the first half alone. I know you're always going to like your chances, but do you go into a game like that, in an environment like that, with a mindset that you're going to go there and dominate on the ground the way you did?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Well, first of all, you know, I just want to, you know, say it's a blessing, you know, to be able to have the opportunity to get to play there. But yeah, man, the whole week, we've just been harping on, you know, being able to run the football on a team like that. And, you know, they're a really good defense. So, you know, we knew that we needed to attack them on the ground to, you know, obviously end up, you know, winning the game. So it was a mindset type of game for me and all the running backs. But we understood that, you know, we need to get the ball, you know, on the ground so we can have the opportunity to, you know, open up and pass the ball so we can win the football game.
Bijan Robinson joining us. In terms of mindset, I wonder, a couple of weeks back you had one and a really good opportunity against Oklahoma State, but it got away from you in the fourth quarter. How determined was everybody to make sure that that did not happen again, that that could not happen again?
Yeah, I mean, we were all determined. You know, those experiences on the road of, you know, not being able to pull them out in the fourth quarter, you know, we were understanding that, you know, it was time to start, you know, finishing these games and finishing them the right way. And, you know, just having the toughness to being able to, you know, win in any environment that we're in and not just, you know, come here at home and do that, but do it the way to and understand that, you know, every game's a big game for us. You know, no matter what it is, home away, you know, we got to go in every game with the mindset of, you know, wanting to dominate and take control of the whole game.
I mean, Bijan, you are Texas. You're the Longhorns, so you're right. Every single game is going to be huge. But I'm curious, when you talk about going on the road like that, like how critical was it to get that huge win against a top 15 team on the road? Like how big was that for your group and for the program?
Oh, man, it was huge. But it was big because, you know, now it gives us the confidence and the motivation to keep on, you know, winning and being the team that we want to be ultimately, you know, in the end. But, you know, having a game like that and winning a game like that, to now have the opportunity to play a game, you know, this Saturday against TCU, you know, it's a huge confidence boost. And I think that all the players are ready to go and their mindsets are, you know, ready to, you know, to dominate on Saturday against, you know, TCU.
Bijan Robinson is joining us. You know, how about we put some respect on the defense? How much did your defense show you in effectively saying, hey, man, it's our time. We need to make a play. We got to get off the field. We got to finish this and get it done. How pleased were you with the way they clutched up?
Man, I was super happy to see them, you know, finish the game and come out, you know, ultimately to win the game for us. You know, the effort that they put in, you know, throughout that last drive, it was just awesome to see because, you know, if they gave up a touchdown, then we would be tied up or, you know, anything could have happened. So, you know, seeing them, you know, come down, you know, to the end and not quit and not give up and just show the toughness that they've been, you know, having, you know, throughout the season, it was really good to see. And it was really, you know, like I said earlier, like a confidence booster for us and the team to show, you know, the kind of toughness that they play with throughout the game.
All right, so it's always a good time to win a game like that, but especially before a major, major challenge against TCU. Yep. I mean, no rest for the weary. I know it's early in the week, but what are your early thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, man, I'm excited for the opportunity to play against them. You know, they're a good team. They've been a great team this year. They play as a team and, you know, they have an undefeated record. So, you know, to be able to play up against a team like that, you know, here at home and, you know, just have the opportunity to execute the gifts that God's given me and this whole team, you know, I'm excited for that opportunity and I'm excited to, you know, play up against them.
All right, so I can tell, I know you're locked in. You're locked in for everything that's going on the field. I want to ask you about a couple of things off the field that are really interesting to me. Like name, image, and likeness deals have changed college sports.
Sir.
tell me I'm wrong, but you made headlines when you partnered up with a local Lamborghini dealership in Austin, which included a lease for a car for this year. My man, that is a very, very exotic whip. What's it like to roll around in a rig like that?
Man, it's cool. It's you know, I, for me, you know, it's a car for me, but I understand, you know, that's a really, you know, really cool car to be in. But, you know, it's a obviously a blessing and a cool deal to have, you know, especially for a college athlete. But, you know, for me, it's just a cool opportunity for other college athletes to go big or to do something like that. And not be afraid of, you know, trying to get a deal with somebody of that caliber. But, you know, for me, it's a cool deal, you know, driving in that car. And, you know, I try not to, you know, boast about it too much. But, yeah, it's a cool opportunity for sure.
You bet. Take advantage of it. The other thing is, you've been putting some of that NIL money to good use. Before the school year started, you donated more than $3,000 worth of backpacks to a local charter school. Why was that something you wanted to do?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I want to do. You know, football is the platform that, you know, God put me on. But, you know, he put me on the platform to, you know, execute it outside of football as well and understand that, you know, there's so many more important things out in the world that, you know, they're other than football. And, you know, I know that these kids, you know, can't afford a lot of things and they couldn't afford a backpack. So, you know, the school that I put it to, you know, I made sure that they all got a nice backpack and they all just, you know, had the opportunity to talk to me and for me to be a friend to them. So, you know, that's what I like to do the most is help people out and to, you know, let them have an opportunity to, you know, get some things that they might not have had or wanted before. So that was my main goal behind it. And, you know, it was just an awesome, you know, thing for me to do that for them.
It is. Good job. Bijan Robinson joins me for a few more moments, one of the top players in college football. When you talk about platforms outside of football, I know you are an aspiring actor as well. We all know Matthew McConaughey is a huge Longhorn fan. I know you've done some work with him. What do you two work on, and what are those sessions like?
Yeah, I mean, that's my guy. You know, that's a big brother for me, you know, a huge mentor for me. But, you know, we talk all the time just about, you know, not just acting, but, like, just life. We'll talk about the game after the game, and, you know, he'll give me some pointers and some tips on, you know, what he saw on the TV or what I could have done better with. So, you know, it's one of those just, like, big brother relationships and, you know, hopefully in the future, you know, we can grow to do something, you know, really cool, really special. But, you know, right now it's just been awesome having him, you know, just being able to talk to him, you know, all the time and, you know, every single week, you know, me and him will have conversations just about, you know, just how the family's doing, just how everything's going. So, you know, he's really cool. He's really cool, you know, got to be, you know, friends with, you know, and, you know, we're going to keep growing our relationship from here.
Dude, check this. Tell me what's more bizarre. What's more bizarre than A, I was actually in a movie with him once called Two for the Money. Yes, true story. And dude was totally cool about it. Al Pacino was in a movie. Or B, dude, okay. You think that's weird. People literally come up to me on the street and say, hey, man, are you Matthew McConaughey? Like, I've never understood this. People think that I look like him. And when people ask me, I'm like, yeah, I am. What's up?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's up? And I sign stuff, and I act like I'm him. Dude, I was in Laguna, or I was in San Clemente there, and my wife, and this woman literally walked right by me, and she's like, yo, McConaughey, what's up? And she rolled right by me. I'm like, man, that was funny. Isn't that wild?
Like, that's crazy.
I don't get it.
That's crazy.
Maybe you don't think that's funny. I think that's crazy. Oh, no. But yeah, I own it, dude.
Cool,
I'm like, yeah, yes, I am.
Is it cool if I tell him that I talked to you?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, absolutely. I would love it. He'll probably go, who? He'll be like, who? Rome who? I don't know. Yeah, but tell him that I'm claiming him. Whenever somebody comes by and asks me if I'm him, I say yes. Yes, I am. Okay. Would you like a picture? Dude, one more thing. I appreciate that. You, because you are a great Longhorn back, there's a history of great Longhorn backs. I know you've also spent time with Ricky Williams. I love Rick.
Yeah.
I love Rick. What's it like to chop it up with him, and what kind of advice has he given you?
Man, he's given me, you know, just all the advice, you know, that I've been needing since I've been here. You know, just having him, you know, go through everything here, you know, as a great running back, but especially, you know, just a role model for people to see that, you know, Ricky Williams is who he is. But for me, it's it's a brother for me, you know, like with Matthew, you know, he's a bigger brother for me. We always communicate. He always just asking me questions on how I'm doing and making sure I'm doing the right thing, you know, on and off the field, because, you know, he's been through it here, and, you know, he's seen it at a really big level for himself. So, you know, he's making sure that I'm on, you know, that same track and doing the right things and, you know, not getting distracted by anything or anybody. So, you know, having him, you know, give me those type of pointers and those type of tips, you know, all the time, him and Earl Campbell, you know, it's obviously, you know, something that God is implemented for me in my life, you know, this whole time. So, man, I love Ricky, and, you know, just everything that he's done here, and now that he's helping me, you know, try to be at his level. It's awesome.
All right, so one last stop, because you mentioned Earl Campbell. I'm glad you did. Like, that would kind of date me, but I'm telling you, yeah. I don't know if you've watched, like, old video of him. My man was monster, dude. He was monster. How's he doing right now in terms of health, and what's it like to spend time with him?
Yeah, he's good. You know, and just being able to talk to him and to have, you know, those wise conversations, because, you know, he's had so much experience, you know, in life. For himself, but, you know, now having him, you know, seeing him sometimes and talking to him sometimes, you know, it just shows you that, you know, that dude is, you know, he's a legend for sure. Everybody respects him. His respect level here is, you know, through the roof, and he has my respect, you know, ever since I talked to him day one. So, you know, he's in great, he's in good condition. You know, he's always, but yeah, because of the smile on his face, he's always, you know, telling me the right thing. So it's just awesome, you know, being able to you know, have a guy like him still.
My man, you have a really strong perspective. Good for you. Bijan Robinson, you've got Texas coming off an enormous win at Kansas State with another big challenge and opportunity against TCU. Bijan, really good to have you on the show. Tell McConaughey that his twin brother, Rome, chatted him up on the show, and we'll see if he even knows, right?
I got you. Yeah, I will.
I appreciate you, man. Good looking out. All right. Good talking to you, man. Have a great day. Bijan Robinson, really like him, obviously. Great player. Great player who, although it's not official, I'm guessing we'll move on to Sundays next year. Great player, great dude. I don't know what that is. I get that McConaughey thing a lot. And Dodger Jano and I, when we went to San Clemente, I posted some pics on my Instagram feed not long ago. We were having dinner in this restaurant, and this woman does this blow-by, and it made me laugh. I thought it was one of the coolest things ever. She looked at me, and she didn't stop. She's like, "Hey, are you Matthew McConaughey?" She blew right by. She's walking, I think, I want to say, with another gal and a dude, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Yo, McConaughey, what's up?" And just kept walking. Like, I don't even know if that was like an acknowledgement that you look like him and I know you're not him, or you are him and I really don't care that you're him, or what it was. But she didn't stop, and she didn't gawk, and she didn't ask for anything. She just kind of gave me a little head nod like, "Yo, McConaughey, what's up? Yo,